on there, so great.
What time is it there, Mike?
It is 2:10 in the afternoon. So you're 6 hours behind us.
Wow.
He's a few cups of coffee ahead of us, guys.
Yeah.
Good time.
This is my third hangout already today, so
Wow.
I'm sort of fairly busy with it. But yeah, we're sort of 6 hours ahead. One of the groups I've sort of in the Eastern time zone, they want to do things early in the day, so I do things with them at 10:30 this time and 5:30 their time. And so they get up really early to India. It's good. So really, it'd be good just to see where you guys are at, really, in terms of where your present level of encounters are. You know, have all of you engaged sort of in heaven, in the mountain of heaven? Have you got your mountains? Have you got your scrolls and your mandates and that sort of stuff, or is that something that you're working towards?
I don't know who wants to go first, but I can just say that I've been to my garden. I've been cultivating my garden for a while. I've been to my mountain, and I watched you one time lead someone to their mountain to get and sit on their throne. And I kind of followed along and had that experience. So I don't know what to do there, but I've been there. And I got my scepter and I got my robe and my crown.
Okay, that's cool. Yep.
I did get a scroll a few years ago and I didn't know what it was all about. And so the Lord has since opened that up some for me.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of playing with that, trying to figure out what to do with it. But that's kind of where I am.
Okay, that's good. Yep. Anyone else like to share where they are on their journey?
You know what, Mike? As I was listening to your bench of three, I was thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't be involved with it. But then, just little by little, as I had gone on with life day by day, the Lord had showed me that, after slaying some dragons, I had received a mountain, and then it was last year that I received a crown, and then I realized I had some weapons and armor, and I had been seeking the Lord, and I saw a gazebo, and I saw it three times, and then I realized, oh, you want me to build a garden in my heart. So
Yeah.
then that's how I began building the garden and journalizing it.
Excellent.
So I wasn't quite sure if I belonged on the bench of three, but I was willing to learn about it. So mine just came step by step. Over the process of over a year, 2 years, it was a process. So I'm not quite sure, you know, if that's how it works, or if you get everything all at once.
Well,
I don't know.
yeah, sure. I don't think there is a formula for it, because it's got to be relational and it's got to be a journey that each person is on. You know, I think part of what I feel God's calling me to do with these groups are really to help people just identify all the different parts that probably a lot of people have experienced and pull them all together and understand what it all means. You know, because I think there are a lot of people, my experience, have had encounters and they've experienced something of this and something of that and something of the other, or they've heard Ian's teachings and they've heard other people's teachings, and you know, and there's a degree of sort of confusion about, well, what does it mean and how does this actually outwork in my life? So I feel that that's part of what God's calling me to do, is just to facilitate and help in any way I can. So the mentoring sessions really are about looking to help people where they are. I don't do it as, okay, I'm coming to teach something. and look to respond to where people are at, and then just see, okay, what do we do to help, and how can I share something or help people into an encounter that will take things forward. So really, when it comes to positions of authority, benches of three, this is new. You know, it's old, but it's new in the sense there's no manual for it, and we're learning what it means and learning how God wants to administer the kingdom from heaven on earth. And so we are looking to just, for me, I just want to hang out with people and just see, okay, where are we? You know, where's people's hearts? What are people called to? Try and connect them up. Because, you know, there's another group across the central zone that are meeting. You may find that there may be several of you have a similar scroll or a similar call that we can connect up. Because it's not just about, you know, an area, or it could be a, you know, about a city, it could be about a church, it could be about a whole purpose of something in God. You know, so a bench of three is to rule from heaven and to establish apostolic blueprints for something and to release people into outworking that. But how that works, we've got to discover, really. And so finding the scrolls and finding what it's about is part of the discovery, which is, you know, where I think people are with it. And so, you know, I'm looking for people really who maybe know they're called but aren't sure, because that's really the heart that God's looking for, really. He's looking for people who are responding to the call but are willing to learn. You know, I think I saw something written recently as, you know, God would rather have amateurs in the new than professionals in the old. And so we're all amateurs in this. We're all learning. We're all learning to embrace something new and discover on a journey together. So, you know, I sort of have no problem with people feeling, oh, I'm not sure about this or that, because we can work all that out in the mix as we go forward. For me, it has to be a relational thing. That's why I want to hang out with people and just get to know people and see where people are at, really. So anyone else want to share where they are in their journey? Just unmute yourself and... Yep.
Mine's a little bit different. I've been doing this for, like, I guess, 2 years. I've been learning, and I already have a prophetic ministry, so but the way I see isn't with my eyes. That's but I see very well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the Lord started me with the garden in my heart, and you know, building that, and then just taking the different things that I've taken testimonies in my life where I've overcome something, and I plant a seed there, and it's then a tree grows from that, so other people can experience what the Lord has done for me and in my garden.
Yeah.
And then of course I had my secret place that. That only he and I are engaged in. And then it went from there to the Lord started showing me about my mountain and sitting on my mountain and coronation. I went to a period Jill and I did where the Lord was teaching us about, you know, coronation and the process of getting your crown receptor. So we went through that this last year. And so we've been taking, and all this is by faith. I haven't actually, you know, physically gone any of these places. It's all been by faith. And for me, it's I compartmentalize these places, like the Sea of Glass where the throne is, my mountain, the heights. Right now what I'm trying to do is you know, every day I go to the heights, and I've gone to Proverbs 8, and for me things have to be visual, so I draw, you know, I draw them out and kind of spiritually mapping. These are different places I've been. I don't know how they connect, though. They're like different compartments.
Yeah, sure.
So I can go to, like last night, I've been trying to engage wisdom. I just feel like I don't want to go anywhere else until I can engage wisdom and the seven spirits in the heights. And until I can do that, I kind of stop doing anything else. So for... right now, I'm taking, like last night, I just said, Lord, I took all the jewels out of my river that runs through my garden, and all of my treasury that's in my mountain, I took it to the sea of glass, and I traded it all for wisdom. And that's where I was last night, so I waited, and that's where I'm at now. Like, Lord, you can have everything. Everything that I have, I trade for wisdom. So I still haven't feel like I haven't been able to. And I want to meet her like you've met her, you know?
Sure.
And so that's where okay. I think Jill and I are both there.
Yeah. So when you say you're doing it by faith, what are you connecting with? Is it you're getting the thoughts, the impressions of what's going on? Because you're obviously talking about, you know, I have jewels that are in my river. If you've not seen them, you just know that they're there. It's a knowing.
Yeah, I just kind of the way I minister to people too. It's just when I say I hear or I saw or whatever, it's not necessarily that I saw it.
Yeah.
It's the way that the Lord speaks to me.
Yeah.
But when I go to my river, I picture me picking up rubies and diamonds. I know they're there.
Yeah.
Because somebody else has said in your rivers there's treasures, and like Ian. Right.
Okay.
So he has them. They're in mine too.
Yeah.
So by faith, I pick that stuff up and carry it to the sea of glass. And anytime that I have a victory, you know, I came out of court once and there was a dragon there, and I just. There were some angels were with me, and I took its head off, opened its belly, and then took everything out of it. And this, I was just seeing, like I do when I prophesy or any other way, or when I've gone into the courtroom. I took those things and traded them on the sea of glass too. Still don't understand what all that does. I just know that I don't want to keep anything in my mountain and set on it. I just want to trade it all.
Yeah, sure.
For wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, that's great. That's really good. Okay. Anyone else want to share? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I don't think we're hearing you, Micah. Or I'm not hearing you at the moment. You want to check out your microphone settings or something at the top of the screen on the gear setting? Are you hearing us? Okay, you're hearing us. We're not hearing you. Okay. Well, if maybe we'll go back to Paula and then see if you can sort out the microphone setting as you go. At the top of the screen, when you move the mouse, you should see a little gear, and in there, by clicking on it, it should say the microphone and the camera and the various things you're operating with. Okay, Paula? No, not getting it either. Nope. We can't hear you. No. Let me try. No, it's not working out too well. Okay, well, I've got a sound. Okay, try now. No, we're not getting anything on that one, I'm afraid. I think it when you wiggled your microphone setting earlier on, it seemed to work. So nope. Okay. Well, you get these sort of technical glitches and things. Yeah, it's where you sort of try and get them sorted out before you sort of go live, just to iron it all out. I don't know whether you want to try again, Micah. No. Okay, that's all right. Okay, well, if they can sort of come back in a minute, we'll sort of get it back in. So, Do you know, in terms of the response to wanting to hook up and everything else, I guess part of the process will be looking to help everybody see what is it that God's calling to into this sphere, because this sphere may well be different than our normal ministry sphere, if you like. And I think part of it will be, you know, looking to help in any way. So if you've got any questions you want to talk about today or anything you want to do, then just chip in. Because I don't tend to like just to try and say something without being a response. So, yeah.
I've got a question.
Okay.
I've heard you talk about the dance floor, I think you called it.
Yeah.
Can you expound on what that is and what it's for, and maybe if we have time, walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Right.
Can you hear me yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
All right. Well, we'll pick up on the dance floor in a minute. Let's give Paula a chance to share where her journey's at.
Okay. I guess when you say journey, do you mean like, because I started this journey when I got saved. Is that what you mean, journey? Because
where you are in terms of engaging the garden of your heart or the mountain in heaven, having a mandate or a scroll or the courts, where you are in terms of accessing some of these things.
I am not very experienced, but I have been to the garden. I've been to the court, and I've been to the, is it the, do you call it the bed chamber or the
bridal
intimacy?
Yeah.
Bridal chamber. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I do have a mandate that was given to me in, or a blueprint that was given to me in 2003. And I just recently, after I shared that blueprint with my group, I had a house meeting here, and I wrote it out on a whiteboard because it was in the shape of an umbrella, and all the spokes and the handle and everything represented something. And when I shared that, everybody left my side. So obviously they weren't ready for it, and so then I put it away, and then it wasn't until just this year, or just last year, I got it out, and so the Lord has been showing me that needs to be, I need help with it. Yeah. I believe it's an Apostolic Restoration Center, or an ARC.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
And so, that's something that, you know, I could use help with.
Okay, great. Okay, excellent. Very good. Let's go back to see if Micah's got any sound. Have you got any sound, Micah? No. Let me click on it. Yep, no. No, we can't hear. We'll have to try and sort that out for next time. Never mind. Okay, let's go and pick up the question about the dance floor. What I've experienced in following this sort of pathway that goes from the inside, where you connect up with the presence of God on the inside, and you're looking to engage His actual presence there. By opening the first love gate and looking to deal with the gateways of your spirit and get them functioning, when you begin to have access to the presence of God that comes within your heart, and most people have engaged the garden, there's a process really in the Hebrew marriage ceremony. There was a process of, I think Ian does a teaching on it, but the first step was the, you know, you look into the person's eyes and you sort of say, hey, I want you. You're for me. And so there's this, that intimate place of connection where there is this joining of hearts, and where you become one in heart takes place within the garden, and it's part of that becoming one with Jesus and being yoked to Him. him, and having that sort of intimate place where you can commune with him and fellowship with him, and, you know, do the things, tend and plant the garden and all that, which is great. But the next step in the process was betrothal, when there was a joining, a commitment of joining, which was a deeper level. And so the dance floor really represents the next step, and there are four stages in that, you know, the garden, the dance floor, the soaking room, and then the bridal chamber. And they each represent a stage of deeper intimacy and deeper connection to God. And the dance floor is where the DNA of God, the light strands of his DNA begin to dance around us and entwine with us and touch us at a deeper level. And so revelation of the deeper things, you know, this deep calling out to deep, this revelation of deeper things begins to get connected to us. And I've had encounters with it which were involuntary to start with, but now I sort of go back to it regularly. And God, you know, is sort of three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Ian talks about having them have three skins, each of three skins, and then as they connect with us, they sort of re-skin us with their presence. I look at it much more in terms of the DNA, that each of them has three strands of DNA, which is light, that when we engage there, the revelation that is carried within the three strands of DNA connects up with ours, and we have two natural strands of DNA and a light strand when we reconnect with our destiny and our scroll and with our spirit, that they need to connect up. And those nine strands of DNA also reflected on the nine fire stones that Satan was on in the garden in the mountain of God in Ezekiel 28. And those fire stones were steps of revelation, again, into a deeper connection with God, and the nine spirits, the nine fruits of the Spirit that were connected with that. And so when we engage with the dance floor, we're looking to engage at, with the very nature of God in a deeper way, that it would touch